cleanup is underway after nearly 2,000 gallons of drilling fluid spilled at Enbridge's Line 5 reroute site in northern Wisconsin. It's Wednesday, July 1st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, we'll hear how recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings could affect Wisconsinites. We'll hear about a surge of ice activity in Milwaukee.
This is something that has been terrorizing people in our community.
And during the hottest stretch of the year, some buildings at the state's flagship campus are closing due to broken air conditioning units. Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
Crews spilled up to 1,900 gallons of drilling fluid this past Saturday as they were working on Enbridge's Line 5 reroute in northern Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, the Canadian energy firm did notify the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources about the release.
Crews for Michael's Pipeline Company were drilling when fluid came up from underground. The company is contracted to install a new 41-mile stretch of Enbridge's Line 5 around the Bad River Tribes Reservation. Up to 1,900 gallons spilled into a forested wetland, while around 5 gallons flowed into Vaughn Creek. Such releases are often called frackouts. Bad River Tribal Chairwoman Liz Arbuckle says it's what she's feared all along with Enbridge.
They've talked repeatedly about how safe they are, and here we are just a month or so into this project, and we've already got this.
Work began in late February, but the company only recently began drilling. An Enbridge spokesperson says the release has been contained with sandbags and fencing as cleanup continues. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
President Donald Trump posted on social media last night that he would be sending more than $22 million worth of disaster relief funding to Wisconsin. But the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Governor Tony Evers says he has not heard anything about it. The president's social media post said he spoke with U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who is also a Republican candidate for governor here in Wisconsin. That post said that Trump informed Tiffany that the, quote, great state of Wisconsin has been approved to be given $22.6 million in funds. The district of U.S. Representative Tony Weed was heavily affected by April's historic round of storms. The Journal Sentinel reports that Weed led a bipartisan letter to support the governor's disaster request. The Evers administration told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel they've received no formal notification about the relief funds. The president previously rejected two federal funding requests to support Wisconsin from last year's storm damage. Federal campaign finance law has been loosened after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling handed down yesterday. As Anya Van Wagendonk reports, it lifts a cap on political party spending.
In a 6-3 decision, the court's conservative justices said that limiting the amount of money that political parties can raise and spend is a First Amendment violation. That'll change the campaign finance landscape nationwide, but less so in Wisconsin. That's because Wisconsin already has its own law letting state parties raise and spend unlimited dollars on elections. Jeff Mandel is president of the liberal law firm Law Forward, which filed a brief in the case, arguing that Wisconsin's hugely expensive judicial races could become the norm nationwide.
And that's what our brief was really trying to warn about, is like, look carefully at what's happening here and think about whether this is a good thing.
The decision also means that political parties can both fundraise for and coordinate messaging with their preferred candidates. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Immigrant rights advocates in Wisconsin are celebrating after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the right to U.S. citizenship for all children born in the United States. In a 6-3 ruling, the High Court blocked an order from President Donald Trump's administration That order sought to deny citizenship to children born to parents without permanent legal immigration status. Aaron Barbato directs the Immigrant Justice Clinic at the University of Wisconsin Law School. She says she's heard from people who were concerned about what the executive order would have meant for their children.
They're worried that they're going to have a child and they're going to be stateless, right? And so the executive order has just caused a lot of turmoil.
Trump's order would have applied to children born starting in late February of 2025, but it never took effect after being blocked by lower courts. There's been a recent surge of ICE activity in Milwaukee. Evan Casey has the details.
Christine Newman-Ortiz is the executive director of the immigrant rights group Voices de la Frontera. She says in the past week, nearly 30 people have been arrested by ICE agents in Wisconsin.
This is something that has been terrorizing people in our community here in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee officials are also criticizing ICE officers for wearing masks and for using city property. A city ordinance bars law enforcement from wearing face coverings. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said ICE conducted targeted operations in Wisconsin over the weekend and arrested 39 people. They said many, quote, had criminal histories. But Newman-Ortiz said the majority of people arrested had no record. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin groups focused on teen health have abruptly lost more than $1 million in annual funding after the Trump administration effectively rewrote the grant program. The Teen Pregnancy Prevention Grant was awarded to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services and distributed to local programs working to reduce unintended pregnancies. But the Trump administration terminated the funding last Friday without notice. New grant opportunities for pregnancy prevention emphasize, quote, body literacy and, quote, parental rights. Sarah Finger is executive director of grant recipient in Bolden, Wisconsin.
An evidence-based, proven program that's been around, bipartisanly supported since 2010, is now basically being hijacked in a sense.
DHS did not respond to repeated requests for comment yesterday. In an email shared with WPR, an agency leader told funding recipients that DHS was, quote, assessing all avenues possible to ensure the federal government is following the grant's requirements. Coming up, an air conditioning problem on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus has forced dozens of buildings to close. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
And finally, it's really hot across Wisconsin this week. You don't need me to tell you that. And the University of Wisconsin-Madison has been forced to close dozens of buildings on campus because the air conditioning there isn't functioning properly. Corrine Hess has more on the problem that campus officials say could take weeks to repair.
A broken chilled water line has significantly reduced the university's ability to cool certain buildings. That means that for at least the next month, more than 20 buildings are closed. Crews are working on installing temporary chillers across campus until a permanent chilled water line can be installed. A university spokesperson says patient care, research labs, and mitigating impact on areas like IT, instruction, and public media have been prioritized. Campus tours, summer camps, and other activities are expected to continue. Students and faculty have been relocated. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I should say here, WPR is a service of UW-Madison, and we do have some colleagues who work in some of those buildings that will be affected by that air conditioner outage. Me, I'm based out of Milwaukee. It's nice and cool here in the studio this morning. Speaking of all that, let's get you a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. It is going to be another hot and humid day across Wisconsin. That extreme heat warning still in effect in the south, and a heat advisory still in effect in northern Wisconsin today. Temperatures getting into the 80s and 90s, heat index values approaching triple digits in the south. We've also got some rain coming in from the west today. We could see some strong storms at times. That continues overnight with lows down into the 60s and 70s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Glad you could join us on the first day of July. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Try to stay cool out there and have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.